I do need to raise very concerning issues regarding St. Patrick's School in Selbridge. They have applied for grants based on an architectural report that was submitted to the department as early as June of last year, which essentially condemns the school. So as we speak, there's nearly 360-70 children plus teachers and SNAs in a school. And the architect has said that in its current condition, it poses a significant and serious threat to children's health and safety. I don't know how that can continue. I don't know how. We don't see any progress, really, to change it. It's a modular building that was had a lifespan of 5 years. We're nearly 20 years on. I'm really not with the, like, if you have time and you can speak to it.
Look, I can. I really don't know about every school, but there are some schools.
This is an emergency.
As far as I'm aware, with that school, there's two things happening. There is a project at 2A to replace it, a new school. It's a campus-made model. I think there's another school. And that has been devolved to the NDFA for delivery. So at stage 2A, so it is moving. But in terms of the emergency in the school at the moment, there are, I think, project managers already appointed and there's a contractor already appointed to address some of the works. As I understand it, there's roof issues, there's mechanical and elec. So
fire safety, you name it, there's everything here. And despite that, the teaching staff, everybody's doing phenomenal work. But over the last number of days, this issue has become a genuine emergency with regards to children's
health. Okay, well, we will link in because I know, as I said, there's a project manager and there's a contractor, so we'll link in.
I have concerns about that part of it. So if you could come back to us, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.